Almost 2,200 dog attacks on Royal Mail staff last year, date modified colon 2025-0630T16:27:49.713Z, description colon the number of incidents has risen since a drop in the pandemic, although serious injuries are down, comma dot. Almost 2,200 dog attacks on Royal Mail staff last year, 23 hours ago, save, Jonathan Fagg, BBC England Data Unit, Cameron Ward, BBC News, save, Reuters, the Royal Mail said dog attacks remain one of the main safety risks for postal workers. Almost 2,200 dog attacks were recorded on Royal Mail staff in the UK last year, the organisation has said. The highest number of incidents occurred in the Sheffield and Portsmouth postcodes, with 66 and 60 attacks respectively. The Royal Veterinary College, RVC, has raised concerns that dogs purchased during the COVID pandemic were more likely to display problem behaviors. A Royal Mail spokesperson said dog attacks remain one of the most significant safety risks faced by postal workers. Royal Mail, when Elnoer King Voisin was bitten by a dog, she said there was no tree for me to climb, there was nothing for me to hide behind. Elnoer King Voisin, from Farnborough, Hampshire, was delivering mail to a property with two dogs, one of which she was concerned had an aggressive temperament. The dog jumped up at me and bit me three times just above the right knee. When I looked down, I could see the flesh on my leg hanging, she said. She started screaming, which caused the owner and his daughter to come rushing out. I also startled the dog as it ran back into the house. I had to do my own first aid as the man and his daughter were crying, she recalled. Ms. King Voisin was taken to A&E, where her wound was treated and she was given a tetanus jab. As a result of the attack, she was off work for 3 weeks. If I hear or see a dog now, any dog, I'll freeze. I'll literally stop and wait until the owner walks past me, because there's no way I'm taking a chance. I feel as though I have to be ready to fight off an attack rather than it happen, and I'm not aware, she said. Royal Mail said its staff reported 2,197 dog attacks in the 2024-25 financial year. That is down slightly from 2,206 the year before, but the organization included 53 weeks in the 2023-24 financial year. Adjusting for that extra week, 2024-25 is up 2% on the year before. Royal Mail reported a drop in significant injuries from dog attacks. There were 74 recorded last year, down from 82 in 2023-24. The Sheffield postcode had the most incidents, with 66 reported, followed by 60 in the Portsmouth area. Dr. Rowena Packer of the RVC said she was concerned a rise in dog ownership during the pandemic meant there are more dogs that were less likely to be exposed to strangers visiting the home. There's going to be more dogs that are uncomfortable with having strangers, potentially strangers in an unusual outfit. An RVC study published last year suggested dogs bought in the pandemic had higher rates of problem behaviors. We've got this current population of dog owners that don't have previous experience, that might be receiving unreliable and potentially dangerous advice on how to train their dog online, Dr. Packer said. She added that older dogs can be taught an appropriate response. One of the things I think people really miss out of their dog training is training dogs to settle, to relax, to go somewhere. Liz Lloyd, Health and Safety Director at Royal Mail, said, dog attacks remain one of the most significant safety risks faced by postal workers. In many cases, these incidents result in serious injuries, emotional distress, and time away from work. Royal Mail continues to call on the public to be vigilant and responsible by securing their pets before opening the door to receive mail or packages. Swindon, Chelmsford, Sheffield dog attacks, Northern Ireland, Brighton, Nottingham, England, Portsmouth, Newcastle upon Tyne, Hampshire, and Isle of Wight, Guildford.